Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and welcome to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This season is a wonderful time of the year to share the good news of Jesus Christ with boys and girls, especially with children who have never heard or clearly understood who Jesus is and why Jesus came. I'll never forget the story I heard years ago from one of my fellow workers. A little boy was attending a CF Christmas party club, and after the teacher shared the Bible lesson explaining that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is God Himself come in the flesh, and that He was born as a baby becoming like us so that He could be our Savior from sin, this little boy, he couldn't hold back his question any longer. He put up his hand and he said, "Teacher, is that story that you told really true? Because I'd never heard it before." When I first heard this story, I was actually shocked. How can you be a child growing up in America and not know the Christmas story of baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the angels, the star in the sky, and the wise men coming to Bethlehem? But the truth is, there is a growing epidemic, a great number of children in this current generation who have never heard the true biblical Christmas story. Or even more important, they may have heard it, bits and parts, but they don't understand it. The children of this generation need to understand the Christmas gospel message of who Jesus is, why Jesus came, and what the Lord Jesus and His coming means to them, for sins forgiven and the promise of eternal life in heaven. But sadly, for many children, the Christmas story is just that. It's a story about a babe lying in the manger, and that's it. But even though there are a great number of children who need to know about the Lord Jesus, we have a great opportunity at Christmas time to tell them. This is prime season for the gospel, and we as a church, as God's people, we need to be encouraged to run through this open door that God has given to us. Because after all, our culture still acknowledges Christmas here in America. This is Christmas season. Christmas music is still playing. Christmas religious icons are still around. And most importantly, children are hearing and are open to the Christmas story, and they're still asking questions. We have a great opportunity this Christmas to proclaim the gospel message to our children in our homes, our families, our churches, and even in our communities. This generation of children desperately needs to hear and know the greatest story ever told. This is a great time to tell the children that the babe lying in the manger was in fact God Himself come in the flesh, and that the Lord Jesus Christ is our great God and only Savior. This year, for the Christmas season, Child Evangelism Fellowship Nationwide is holding a special Christmas outreach to tell children, many who have never heard the real meaning of Christmas. It's called Christmas Across America. Right now, we are organizing Christmas party clubs throughout Illinois for all the weeks leading up to Christmas in the month of December. We already have close to 45 of these Christmas party clubs scheduled, reaching, Lord willing, 1,000 to 2,000 additional children to hear the gospel message. These party clubs will be held in homes and community centers and churches as an outreach to their neighborhood, and also in public schools as part of our regular Good News Club ministry. But also, some of these Christmas party clubs are being held in public schools immediately after school, where we do not currently have a weekly Good News Club, reaching even more new children for Christ. We're also organizing a Christmas rally at Camp Good News, where we are planning on busing in children from the Washburn, Illinois area. And also another Christmas rally is being planned in Springfield in connection with a church who is reaching out to Angel Tree children who have a parent in prison. Many of these children from all these outreaches, they need to hear the message of not just Christmas, but the message of salvation and the good hope of the gospel that only faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our great God and only Savior, can bring. The goal is simple. Anywhere and any way that we can reach children with the good news of the gospel, that is what we want to do. We would ask that you would pray for us, as many of these locations are scattered throughout the state, from central to southern Illinois, which means a lot of travel time on the road. It also means that our CEF staff will be super busy in ministry, teaching Christmas party clubs in several locations throughout each week in December, or even teaching in more than one location each day. We also appreciate your continued financial support, as with increased ministry comes also increased financial needs to do the work of the ministry. The average cost is $100 per Christmas Party Club outreach for our missionaries, materials, and travel costs, and right now we have over 45 of these clubs scheduled. But we know that our God is great, and He is more than able to supply and meet our every need. But even though, yes, it is a lot of work, time, and additional funds needed, our CEF staff are excited to be part of this because we believe and know that now is a time to reach children with the gospel while they are children, and Christmas is a great time of the year to do just that. Not too long ago, I was preparing for a devotional to share at our Christmas Party Club workshop with our volunteers. And I was thinking about the curriculum for Christmas called Our God is So Great, and I decided to do a brief word study on the word great in the Bible and what the Bible has to say about our great God. Did you know that the first time the word great appears in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 1? In verses 14 through 19, it talks about the two great lights that God made in the sky, the sun by day and the moon by night. It's interesting that even though the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, and the sun is 400 times further away than the moon, that both the sun and the moon appear to be exactly the same size from the earth. Because of this so-called coincidence, we can see amazing sights in the sky, including solar and lunar eclipses. But God's word, it tells us the truth. In Genesis, God said that He intentionally designed these great lights in the sky to be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. Only our great God can do that. And don't forget on the same day, day 4 of creation, that God made the stars also. The Bible tells us in Psalm 147, 4 through 5, that God, He telleth the number of the stars, He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power, His understanding is infinite. We only need to look all around at God's amazing creation to see the great power and great handiwork of our great God. But what I love about my God in the Bible is that God doesn't just tell us that He is great. He proves it. He shows us how great He is. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is a God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God and mighty." Then in just a few verses later in the same chapter, it talks about God's great signs and wonders that God has done in Israel. If anyone were to question the great power of God, just look at the history of Israel and the fact that Israel still exists as a nation today. Israel is a real land with real people who have a real history. The Bible tells us that God did great signs and great works in Israel, delivering them from the bondage in Egypt through plagues and wonders, crossing the great Red Sea. God has chosen His people Israel and marked out for them a great land for them to possess, including from the great Euphrates River to the great Mediterranean Sea. God has said to Abraham and his descendants, including Moses, Joshua, and down all through the prophets, that this land that God had chosen to give to Israel was to be the place where they would serve their great God and be a light to the nations. But throughout Israel's history, they have had their ups and downs as a nation when they served their great God and when Israel as a nation turned their back on their great God and only Savior. The Bible even reminds us in Deuteronomy why God judges Israel and calls them always back into a right relationship with Him. He says, "For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for?" But it was to be here in this land that God had promised in Israel to do His greatest work by sending the Messiah, the Promised One, to fulfill God's great eternal plan. The Bible tells us that God the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Do you remember what the angel Gabriel said to Mary on that great announcement day? "And behold, thou shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." This babe that we see lying in the manger was nothing less than our great God, our Savior, and our King. One of my favorite Christmas carols is, "What child is this? So what child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping?" The Bible, God's word, tells us. Jesus is our great prophet, our great priest, and our great King, all pointing us to that He alone is our great God and only Savior. The scriptures tell us that Jesus is the great prophet. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, it tells us that a greater prophet than Moses would one day come from among the brethren, the people of Israel. This prophet would be like Moses, but greater than Moses. Jesus is our great deliverer, our shepherd leader, our ruler and judge, and the one who speaks the word of God to the people, because Jesus Himself, as the Gospel of John tells us, is the very Word of God. The Bible says in Luke 7, verse 16, that the people glorify God when they heard Jesus, and they said that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited His people. And that's exactly what God had actually done. God himself had came among them and visiting his people and speaking his word to them through his son. Jesus is God with us, our Emmanuel, the very word of God. Jesus is not only the great prophet, but also our great high priest. Jesus, through him becoming an offering for sin for us on the cross, gave his blood on our behalf to make atonement, to pay for our sin once and for all. The blood of Christ was eternally sprinkled on the mercy seat of God in heaven's holiest of holies, opening the way to have direct access to the Father through the Son. The temple veil was torn in two, and now through the blood of Christ, we can be in a right relationship with God forever through the Son. Jesus is our great high priest, and his priesthood to us and for us is unchangeable and eternal, the Bible tells us in Hebrews. He is made like us, knowing our weaknesses, being tempted as we are, yet without sin. He is holy and made higher than the heavens, and that is why the scriptures say he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So Jesus is not only the great prophet, our great high priest, but also our great coming king. In the late summer of 1741, George Frederick Handel wrote The Messiah to declare to the world through music just who is this child, who is the Messiah. For 3 weeks it is said that Handel shut himself in, seeing no one, as he pored over the word of God and put his pen to paper. He refused food, fasting and praying, weeping and staring into eternity. At the end of 24 days, he came bursting out of his study after finishing the final song, declaring that he had seen a great vision. He said, "I did think I did see all heaven before me, and the great God himself seated on his throne with his company of angels." The Hallelujah, the chorus of Handel's last song of the Messiah, is taken from Revelation chapter 11, which compels us when we hear it to stand to our feet in praise, and then humbly bow before him and worship before our great God, our Savior and King, who is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and he shall indeed reign forever and ever. This is the great message that God wants us to take to all people, great and small, and that includes children too. In fact, Jesus called a child unto him and set him in the midst of them in the answer to the disciples' contentious and continuing nagging question, who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus said, "Truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom." And again Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Can children really understand this great message? Yes, they can, and Jesus himself even said so. Children need to hear this great story, not just at Christmas time, but all throughout the year. The children need to know and believe that this child lying in the manger is their great God and only Savior. Have you ever wondered just how great is your God? If you have, you need to look no further than the manger and the cross. The music group down here poses the question like this in their song called, "How Many Kings?" How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? And how many greats became the least of these? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? And how many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that for me, all for you, and all for me. This generation of children needs to know that the Lord Jesus is our great God and only Savior and our coming King. Our God is so great, we need to lift up our voices and break out in a great song, singing the words to the famous hymn, "How Great Thou Art." Imagine children this Christmas day and every day throughout the year who are asking questions and are still waiting to hear about the great God and their only Savior and wondering if this great God who made them, if he has shown his love to them. And then imagine when the children find out and they come to believe in their great God and they come to Christ by faith alone, and they will one day know that they will be with their great God and their Savior forever. Imagine what they will say. Listen to the words set to the tune of this familiar hymn as you think about the children here and around the world who need to know this Christmas and every day of the year our great Savior God. Lord, when I think of all the many children who have never heard the reason Jesus came, who do not know the miracle of Calvary, who never will thy great salvation claim, unless we see the children as you do, how can they know how great thou art? Give us a vision, Lord, that comes from you, then they can know how great thou art. But when they learn that Jesus died to save them, and when each knows the grace he doth impart, and when Jesus gives his perfect love within them, he will redeem and live within each heart. Then they shall sing, My Savior God, I know, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then they shall sing, My Savior God, I know, how great thou art, how great thou art. Thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations as we seek to declare throughout the year the great grace of God that has appeared unto all people, including the children, so that the generations to come may know our great God and our only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.